MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
It's sundown. The day has just begun. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes, ha ha. This is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Ask your questions, comment, share this podcast, share this broadcast. Tell your friends. It's happening right now. And today, we want to deal with those toxic friends, toxic relationships, abusive relationships. If you know anyone who is in that kind of a situation and they don't know how to come out, or anyone who's really dealing with this, I mean, enough is enough. This is a new year and it gives us an opportunity to step out and press that reset button and start all over again. Is it even possible to do that? Well, my guest is well vested in this. She specializes in helping people heal and deal with abusive relationships, toxic relationships, and you name them. So this is that opportunity for you to come and voice it out. Learn something. It's a masterclass. It's alive. It's happening now. She's also written a book that has really earned an Amazon bestseller status, number one for that matter. I need to add that. The book is called Out of the Fog into the Clear. Be cleared. Be clarified. Get that fresh perspective. It's possible. Let's find out how, you know. If you're seeking for help, this is the place. If you want to come out, you're willing to come out, there must be willingness. This is the time. This is the show. This is that moment. And it's yours right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice for today indeed is Shannon Petrovich. I mean, what an honor. Thanks a gazillion times, Shannon, for saying yes, for availing yourself and sharing yourself with the world. You are a therapist, you are an author, but you're also a YouTube creator. You specialize in helping people heal and deal with abusive and toxic relationships. There's so much. And in South Africa, we deal with so much of gender-based violence. We have women who are killed by their partners, women killed by their boyfriends, women killed by people who are close to them. So much. And people who are listening, I want to call on you right away one more time. Share this broadcast. Tell those who may benefit from this to jump in. I mean, here's an opportunity for us to really address these things. Shannon, that's a mouthful. I now swing the mic to you.
Thanks so much, Major Daughter. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, tell us why toxic relationships. What really inspired you to take a journey on? I mean, you're a therapist. You could have been in any field, really. You could have majored in any other field. But why toxic relationships? Why abuse? Why this kind of field?
I think it's been a passion of mine for many, many years. I think when I was a kid and I had an abusive relationship as a high school, a late high schooler, and was really lost and struggled in getting out. And it felt like I was always kind of making it up myself and didn't have any help from anyone else. And so when I got to college and grad school, I really wanted to understand better why we get into toxic relationships, what keeps us stuck there for such a long time, and how people can get clarity and get out. So when I started in my career, I actually worked in a domestic violence shelter, and that kind of drove me to graduate school so that I could understand better how to help people. And then I've been a therapist for 35 years. About 5 years ago, I felt like I needed to share more with more people than just one person, 1 hour at a time. So I started a YouTube channel, Therapist Talks. And in that channel, most people's questions and most people's interests were really focused on toxic relationships, narcissistic and abusive relationships. So that became my main focus, to try to help more people with those sorts of issues. And then about a year ago, I realized I needed to give people more tools to actually get well and get free and help them deal with and heal from toxic relationships. So I wrote this book.
Wow. Wow. You have done a very great job with over three decades. Look, what really makes people get into toxic relationships, and what makes it difficult for people to come out? Because many will tell you, I do want to come out, I do want to leave, but somehow I just can't find myself coming out. Some leave and still go back. What causes all that, Shannon?
It's very complex, and we have to look at all the different complexities of it. You know, there are certainly realities of dependence and financial dependence, emotional dependence. I focus mostly on the emotional dependence aspect of it. And I think part of the emotional dependence is created long ago and exists inside our own selves. So the first part of my book, I really focus on how to understand the relationship you have inside your own head. So we oftentimes have toxic relationships inside our own heads. Mm. And that's what's driving a lot of the inability to hold boundaries with other people. So if whenever you have a struggle or you make a mistake or you're having a hard time, if you're internally beating up on yourself, then what chance do you have of not accepting that kind of negativity from other people? So we first have to take a look at how we talk to ourselves. Are we encouraging and supportive and nurturing and compassionate towards ourselves, or are we harsh and hostile towards ourselves? And psychologists say that we talk to ourselves inside our own head somewhere along the lines of 40,000 times a day. I don't know who sat down and counted all that, but anyway, we do it a lot. And so if we're constantly negative and harsh and critical with ourselves, then what, you know, we have to look at that first. So in my book, I talk about journaling, and you can do it without journaling, but I think journaling is really helpful because it helps us start a dialogue with ourselves and really get clear about what's going on inside our own heads. So talking about how you talk to yourself inside your own head is the first part of the journaling process. And then we start to get clear about where that came from. Is that from childhood? Is that from your community? Is that from whatever? Or is that from this toxic relationship that you started to believe those things about yourself? And then how do you start to clear that up and understand yourself from a better perspective? When you can start doing that, then you can learn to set boundaries with other people.
Hmm. Wow. That sounds like a journey. It's not overnight.
What? Right. And a lot of people do have that struggle in terms of leaving but not leaving emotionally. And that's the other aspect of my book that I think is really important, is that we have to learn how to emotionally separate ourselves from another person and needing that other person to emotionally feed us. So when we learn how to be more self-compassionate and self-supportive, then we don't have to have somebody else that supports us emotionally and feeds us emotionally. And oftentimes a toxic person will, what we call love bomb. So they love bomb you and then they devalue you and then they love bomb you some more. So love bombing is not love. It's just sort of stroking your emotional self so that you feel better, just enough so that they can then undercut you and devalue you and make you feel worse. And then they make you feel a little bit better again, and then they make you feel worse. And the process of this trauma bonds you to that person so that you feel like there's no one else in the world that really cares about you or could care about you because you're worthless and you're terrible and you're ugly or fat or whatever they're telling you. And then you sort of live on the breadcrumbs of that relationship from them. And that's super toxic because you're starting to undercut and devalue yourself. And then in many ways, their work is done. So it's extremely important that we recognize that love bombing is not love, and that we recognize that we can learn to emotionally separate when we learn to emotionally self-support and be more compassionate with ourselves.
Yes, but why are there so many people struggling with toxic relationships? What's the cause?
That is a great question. There's always been terrible behavior in the world. and certainly that's not new. But I think that there is more self-centered, narcissistic behavior now than there used to be years ago. I think there's less focus on care qualities and more focus on doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and everybody should support you in that. There's just a lot more self-centeredness in the world and a lot more sort of applause for that, which I think is not a healthy thing. We don't have a good sense of self. We have I think a lot of kids and young people these days are growing up with a very fragile and superficial sense of self. Their sense of self is all focused around whether they get enough likes on Facebook or on Instagram. And so their sense of self is very fragile and very superficial. So they're very susceptible to someone giving them a little bit of emotional support and then undercutting them because they don't have a solid sense of self based in character qualities and values and not based on superficiality. So when we have a whole society of people who are very self-centered and also very focused on superficiality, it's very easy to have people who are all about themselves and don't give in a relationship, don't listen, don't empathize, and don't care about the other person. They're just looking to get what they want to get out of that relationship. And that's the essence of a toxic relationship.
Now, let's talk about someone who's wanting to get free from an abusive partner or an abusive parent or adult child, sibling, or even work colleagues. We even have workplaces that are toxic. How can someone, or what can someone do to get free of such? Is it even possible? Shannon?
It's very much so. When you have to take a step back emotionally and look at the situation clearly. And that's part of what I talk about in my out of the fog into the clear, And the CLEAR stands for clarity, leaving, education, awareness, and rebuilding. So in the clarity part, you have to get clear of what's really going on, the facts of the relationship. And so in the fog, we don't even see the facts in front of us. If there's physical abuse, you have to just plain get out. You have to employ the police or whatever you need to engage in order to get free and get out. If there is emotional harassment and badgering and belittling, those sorts of things, you can start by setting boundaries if you have an investment in this relationship and don't want to just get out. So setting boundaries means putting clearly what you will and won't put up with, and removing yourself and removing your attention from that person. So when a person has that tantrum, if you will, and puts out that attitude or is mistreating you, if you hang up the phone or if you leave the situation, if make it clear that you're not willing to put up with that kind of behavior anymore, the other person has two choices. They can correct their behavior and they can grow in that relationship, or they can escalate their behavior. And if they escalate, then you know that that behavior is not resolvable and that relationship is not healthy and will never be a resolvable relationship. So setting those boundaries gives you that opportunity to see if there's something salvageable in that relationship. Otherwise, you need to really save yourself and get out. And then we have to talk about leaving emotionally, because I've seen people, clients who have been separated from somebody for years and years, and they're not emotionally separated from them yet. They haven't done the rebuilding process. And that's crucial. We have to rebuild our sense of self, again, from a character base, character qualities and values based perspective. And then we have to rebuild our connections, because toxic people tend to separate us from our people. Mm. And we have to rebuild our whole sense of self in terms of our future.
Wow. And you say toxic people tend to separate you or the ones they are abusing from those who are close to them. What is the cause of that? Is there a reason they do that? Is there a reason they wouldn't want you to be close with anyone? No friends, no relatives close.
It's a key aspect of a toxic relationship. In order to control you and manipulate you, yes, they tend to want to feel that they are the only one who exists in the relationship. So they separate you from your people, they manipulate you, they control you, and they don't want you checking in with somebody else who might say, hey, I don't like what this person is doing to you.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
So I'm thinking, what inspired you to write your book? What led you to write this book? And for those who didn't get the book, it's called Out of the Fog into the Clear. You want to get clarity. You want to get guidance. You want direction. This book is just that, because you have lined it up so well with a step-by-step, just straightforward on what needs to be done. What's behind the book is the question. Shannon?
Right. So after I had been in this YouTube channel for about 5 years, and there were a lot of people asking me about toxic relationships, I do live streams every other week, and the same questions and the same concerns kept coming up about how do I set boundaries? How do I grow past this relationship? How do I heal once I get free? And why is it that I keep struggling with this trauma bond? So I wanted to put all of that in a written form and make it accessible to people. And I also made it a journaling prompt book so that people could, because I realized there are millions of people all over the world that are never going to have access to a therapist of their own. And although that would be great, and you can use that my book with a therapist in conjunction with a therapist, but this is designed to help you walk through the process step by step, even if you don't have access to a therapist. So it starts off with helping you to understand your toxic relationship within yourself, walks through all of the trauma bonding issues, all of the ways that you got hooked into this relationship and lost in the relationship. And then step by step, how to remove yourself emotionally, how to set boundaries, how to walk away from those episodes when they are making bad choices and not treating you well. Yes. How to stay in a detached relationship if you need to stay emotionally absent but physically present. Say if you're co-parenting or if it's an adult child you want to stay in relationship with. And then how to rebuild yourself. So those are the things that I really wanted to outline in detail for people who were struggling.
And you did that very, very well. And now I'm thinking there are those who say women are struggling, but there are also those who say men are struggling, but women are not aware. And those who say women are struggling, they say the men are not aware. Is there some truth in this? Could that also play a role in some of these abusive relationships? Shannon?
So I do believe that there are relationships that are resolvable where both people are struggling and both people want the same things. They want to be closer. They want to feel less loneliness in the relationship. Now, when there's physical abuse, you have to remove yourself and get safe first and then see if there's anything resolvable in the relationship, if someone is willing to change. But you can't stay in the relationship if there's physical abuse. So I put that out there. But oftentimes we are doing too much people pleasing and placating, especially early on in a relationship, and peacekeeping. And we haven't actually given the relationship the opportunity to grow. And so part of setting boundaries and getting to know yourself and being more self-supportive, emotionally speaking, it will help you to actually determine whether this relationship can grow. So sometimes I will see someone really take charge of themselves and put a stop to bad behavior and confront bad behavior. And I will see that couple grow. And sometimes it's shocking to me and surprising. There have been relationships that I thought were not going to last. But the person who was being victimized, again, just emotionally, not physically, was able to stand up, to put their foot down and to refuse to be treated that way any longer. And the other person accepted the boundaries and actually decided they liked having a full partner and having a fully independent and assertive partner in the relationship. So it can be surprising if we've done a lot of placating and people-pleasing in the relationship, then we need to take ownership of that, start telling the truth and being and owning our boundaries, and we can see if there's potential for growth in that relationship.
Yes. There are those who say you teach people how to treat you. So I guess boundaries will play a major role, and we definitely need to use boundaries. Let's talk about healthier relationships. Is it even possible to have a normal relationship that is healthy? And if the answer is yes, how can all that be achieved? Shannon?
I think the main question you have to keep coming back to in terms of a healthy relationship is making sure that from the very beginning that you know that you deserve to fully exist in that relationship, that your thoughts, feelings, wants, and needs have to be as important as the other person's thoughts, feelings, wants, and needs. And again, when we start a relationship, placating, peacekeeping, and people pleasing, we are not fully owning ourselves and our own thoughts, needs, wants, and feelings. And so the other person, you're kind of giving permission, if you will, for the other person to think that it can be all about them. And when you start a relationship that way, if you've started a relationship that way, you need to regroup and start coming back to yourself, and then start asserting your thoughts, feelings, wants, and needs. And when that is done, then you can see whether that other person is interested in a fully healthy relationship or not. If they're interested in a fully healthy, cooperative, collaborative relationship, great. If they're not, then you know that you've chosen the wrong person. You've accepted too much negativity and too much of everything being all about them. And it's time to get out.
That's tough. That is tough, but it still needs to be done. Now, there are so many people, young people, older people, who are struggling with depression and anxiety lately. What could be the cause? Why are there so many people who are suffering and dealing with so much depression, anxiety, even going, you know, even some hard cases, not just your mind, I'm talking about severe and chronic depression and anxiety. Shannon?
It is so rampant these days, and it's so sad. And a lot of these high profile suicides really bring to light how much in despair people are and how we don't see it because it's under the surface. Yes. And I do believe it's all related to our poor sense of self, our superficial sense of self, and also our unhealthy relationships. Because if you think about it, the two things that really feed us emotionally are how we treat ourselves and yes. how we interact with others. And if those two things are broken, then we are starving, emotionally speaking. So we have to, again, go back to how we treat ourselves, how we think about ourselves, how we have a sense of healthy self based on character, qualities, and values, and also how we are in relationship with others. We also need a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. And I think that is missed in our current superficial culture. So that is different for everybody, but I think everybody needs to focus on that. For some people, that's a spiritual thing. For other people, it's being there for others and volunteering and being involved in things that are meaningful and purposeful. And for others, it's just, you know, doing small things with great love. So even if your job is a menial type of a job, if you do it with all the love in your heart, then you're making people's lives better and you feel good about yourself. So depression and anxiety is complex, but in a lot of ways, we can simplify it down to how is your relationship with yourself and how is your relationship with others and the world?
Yes, yes, yes. And you say there are some strategies that we can use to deal with stress better. What are those?
Stress is always going to be in our lives. And one of the things we need to do is recognize the stress that's essential and that we have to cope with, and the stress that we are really exacerbating in our own minds. Yes. So again, it's how we treat ourselves. It's how we think about things. So we can have something stressful happen to us, and the way we think about it can either escalate our stress or it can de-escalate our stress. So if you think about something stressful happening, and if you say to yourself, I can handle this, it's going to be okay, it's not the end of the world, I've got this, I've dealt with stressful things before, I can reach out, I can ask for help. All those things are functional self-talk, whereas the, oh my gosh, there's a way I can handle this. I'm totally overwhelmed. Nobody is around to help me. You know, those kinds of things are going to make you feel worse. So the way you handle stress is very much going to indicate how you feel about it. So we can actually ask our, you know, I see a lot of young people who really escalate a stressor into a complete anxiety attack. And oftentimes it's simply the way they're talking to themselves inside their own heads, telling themselves they can't handle it, telling themselves this is untenable and unbelievable and they can't handle it. And simply talking to themselves differently will help them. And using self-calming strategies like breathing and grounding yourself in the here and now, grounding yourself in your own strengths. Those are kinds of things that you can use to help yourself.
Wow. Wow. Self-talk. Those talking sessions, I always tell people, have some talking sessions with yourself. And that's exactly what you're right. saying. Self-talk. Talk yourself, because most of the times we talk ourselves down, you know, those negative thoughts and negative words we use against ourselves. Even young people, it's very, very true. That's exactly what happens. And especially those we've been dealing with serious things in their academics, maybe not being able to take care of their fees and facing even financial exclusion. It all comes down to this. Can we believe? Is it possible for things to change? You say most of the time we feel like the position is untenable. Well, we can start talking right. The battle is in the mind. Whew. The show comes to an end. Yes, I think you want to chime in there. Go ahead, please, Shena.
Oh, it really does begin inside our own selves. You know, it's amazing how much we can handle when we actually are self-compassionate and self-caring and self-calming in our self-talk. So again, we talk to ourselves all the time throughout every day. And if you think about someone just putting you down throughout every day, it's so awful. And at the same time, that one change, if you talk to yourself differently, if you talk to yourself the way you would talk to a friend who is going through stress, that's the way you want to talk to yourself. So you want to become your own best friend. You want to support yourself the way you would somebody else. That's going to carry you through thick and thin, through hardships. It's going to help you get clear when you're in a toxic relationship, and it's going to help you to be your best self and to be your happiest self.
Yes, you say you want to be your own best friend and also maybe your own best advisor. Use the same advice you give to others on yourself, right?
Exactly.
Thanks a gazillion times, Shannon. This is beautiful. Look, it's been so much enlightening. The conversation is enlightening. It's a masterclass, and you just did it in such a short space of time. Now, tell us, how can our viewers and listeners find out more about you and the programs you do? You are on YouTube, all that, please. Because the show comes to an end.
Okay.
Yes.
My YouTube channel is called Therapist Talks. And if you go to therapisttalks.com or nofoggydays.com, that's my landing page, and you'll see my book link and my podcast interviews and some of my videos and some blogging. So
that is it, folks. Check out the website or the YouTube page, right? Therapist Talks. It's free of charge. You know, on YouTube, you can just go in there and start watching. But if you really want to dig deep, go to No Foggy Days. I don't want no foggy days ahead. And I think enough with foggy days, right? Thanks a gazillion times once again, Shannon Petrovich. I love it. Your parting shot.
Thank you.
What? Yes.
Thank you so much, Major. Yeah, just treat yourself the way you would a good friend, and learn boundaries and learn to speak your truth in love.
Yes, self-talk, speak your truth in love, talking session. Maybe you can start right away, right after this. Have some self-talk. Look yourself in the mirror and speak to that person on the other side of the mirror, right? Thanks a gazillion times to all our viewers, listeners around the world. Well done.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you at MDN Talk Radio. The conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversations to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.